Good morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. If anybody has any cell phones, if you turn off your devices and silence them until the after meeting, and if you'll stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
First up, Commissioner Gilman is noticeably absent this morning. He has a meeting with Governor Sandoval this morning, so I don't know if he will be able to attend at all. Moving along now to item number three. This is discussion and possible action, the approval of the agenda for April the 19th, 2016. Is there any public comment regarding the agenda for today? Hearing none, call for a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for April 19th, 2016.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda for this date, April 19th, 2016. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number four. This is discussion of possible action, approval of the minutes for March the 15th, 2016. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes of March the 15th? Hearing none, call for a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for March 15th, 2016.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes for March the 15th, 2016. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to the consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none, call for a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve today's consent agenda.
Second your motion. Moved and seconded to approve today's consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 10. This is discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. These are committee and staff reports. Going over here. Ms. Keener, do you have any report today? Ms. Nevin?
Great.
Very good. Mr. Nevin, Public Works?
Good morning, Commissioners. Mike Nevin, for the record, Public Works. Director, I just broke the top of my pen. It's okay. Just a couple of items. The tri-draft roads capital improvement project that we contracted out to Far West Engineering, the draft phase, has been completed. It's gone through review. They're putting the final touches on it, and it's interesting to note that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year includes some of those high priority indicators, as you'll see when that CIP is finally completed and presented. So I just wanted to bring that up. It's not a lost item. It's just, you know, taking a little bit longer than we anticipated, but the review has been completed, so they'll be finishing that up shortly, so we'll get that circulated. The other thing is just of interest that the restrooms here in Virginia City on the north end of town will be opened prior to this weekend. The weather is warm enough, and it's our goal to turn that into a year-round location for the public's use. So I think it'll be relatively simple to do. The only thing we won't be able to do in the wintertime is provide outside water to the drinking fountains, but other than that, it should be very doable. So
that's great. That'd be a nice improvement up there.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's about all I had of any major importance of the question you may have for me.
Has the 342 been completed down there? Do we know?
No.
Not yet?
They haven't done the final open grade.
Open
grade on top of that pavement. So I don't know when it's anticipated.
Okay. Any questions for Mike?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, I do.
Oh, hold up.
Are you still pursuing to get a new roof on the gazebo out at the Highlands?
Yeah, we still have that anticipated to do probably this season, Jack. Yeah.
Okay, and this is kind of more directed at you, Pat. There's a controversy on the park fund money. Now, this it's supposed to be used for capital improvements, basically, or new stuff.
That would be
equipment.
Yeah, I saw your response, and I thought you were on target. In at least in terms of my general understanding of it, I think we need to go back and look at the statute that authorizes us to collect on that park fund,
right.
Because periodically the legislature makes tweaks and changes in what it can. But the general concept is it should not it's not intended to be used for maintenance.
Right. In the letter that I or the address that I made, I used the word may. The funds may come out of the park fund.
Right.
I didn't say it will or should. But I saw that as it's a teardown and a completely new and better roof. It's not a repair or a patch
right.
or fixing that one. It's
yeah.
a new roof. So that's the way I looked at it as a.
And that's the way we're approaching it from a funding standpoint right now, but we will work with D.A. Langer and her team to make sure that it's
okay.
appropriate use.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. All right. Over at the Comptroller's Office, Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Hugh Gallagher, Story County Comptroller. On the park fund issue, 377B, I believe, is the one that depicts what can and can't be used as an expenditure for park fund, which I'm pretty sure that if it's a replacement instead of a maintenance thing, but we'll still take a look at it. Obviously, repairs and ongoing maintenance is not, and that's one of the reasons why we backed out of a lot of that out of the individual park fund several years ago. So we'll take a look at 377B and make sure that is. The budget committee met yesterday to review the next round of meetings with department heads to take the budget down from its deficit expenditures over revenues, and in the meantime, I'm thinking that depending upon or looking at the current Department of Taxation numbers, ad valorem may be even a little bit lower than before. So we will, emails are going out to those various department heads this week outlining some of the things that we want to look at, and in addition, we look at things that are in their budget this year that were appropriated that have not been done. So that means we've got about a month and a half maybe to get all of those projects if they can be completed and then see how that affects their budget for the 2016-2017 year. So those budget meetings will be pretty much all done by the end of next week, and we should have a pretty good number for you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gallagher. Sheriff Jerry?
Nothing at this time.
Deputy District Attorney in Loomis?
Nothing today.
D.A. Langer?
Oh, nothing at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. County Manager Whitten?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner McGuffey, a few quick items. I want to point out on our May 3rd commission meeting, we're going to have a special guest, our federal lobbyist, retired U.S. Congressman John Porter, will be here to visit with our team during our morning staffing meetings, as well as address matters of overall federal concern and projects specific to Story County. John is the group that we have worked through to help us with the public lands bill passed in the prior session of Congress, and he's currently working with us diligently on the sales tax issue and other items that we hope to be able to focus on, such as identifying routing on Interstate 11, I-11. So John will be here on May 3rd, and I think everybody will be enlightened by his presence. He's a great guy. Justice Court, we had our first meeting, as I think I mentioned at the last meeting, we're working through a plan right now that will relocate Justice Court into its own facility based on longstanding understandings and verbal agreements with the district court to use this facility as on an interim basis. We had our first organizational meeting last Tuesday and got some major traction on it, identifying which properties we may have and which construction sites we may have that may be viable, may not be viable, and we're working through that every 2 weeks and continuing to work that out. Approximate square footage right now, just so everyone knows, these are the types of things we're identifying. Eileen's doing some great research. By the way, she's not here today to speak to this because she recently became a new grandmother, so she is enjoying her grandchild back east. The items we're looking at, you know, include square footage, possible locations, construction costs, budget costs, those types of things. And our most viable options, our target areas right now would look to be, because of the square footage, would look to be possibly some type of annex that ironically years and years ago we looked at through Q&D. But it might be possibly an annex to the courthouse as the most viable. We took a long, hard look at the old bank, the conference center, and because of court standards and requirements and potential changes in the court and just common sense stuff, to be honest with you, and that in some cases we don't even have in this courtroom because of its age, we need about 2,553 square feet, 2,550, let's call it. So that's not a big number. But it's a number that we need to factor in because the initial tentative floor plans that are being presented are modeled very similarly after the Dayton Justice Court. And we're going to go down there when both Eileen and I are back from our respective vacations and take a look at it. So stay tuned. Next on the list, I'll be very brief with this, but at a prior commission meeting, I don't recall, I think it was two meetings ago, we approved the ordinance, second reading of the ordinance on nuisances. That was a great piece of work by Bob Morris and Ann's entire team. But Ann and I don't know who had training on the implementation of the ordinance with Dean's work group. We actually, ironically, had an ordinance called or a nuisance called in or written in on a potential dark skies violation that's being worked under that new process. And we also will be focusing on some others that have not been looked at in light of the nuisance before, such as the old Bridge Ranch and a few others. I was out there with Austin and Lance yesterday on property, and it's not good. So we'll be working on that. And next, if you save the date, and this will probably appear on your next agenda to cancel, on June 7th, NDOT is doing the ribbon cutting at the end of the dirt road, basically the county line, I believe, on USA Parkway. So we anticipate the governor will be there. That's why it's on June 7th, which is a commission day. It is at 3 p.m., and we probably could squeeze a commission meeting in, but quite frankly, we'll try to load up the second meeting in May, even though that's final budget, and also the second meeting in June, and see if we can skate on that meeting. So June 7th, save the date. And that's it.
Pretty good. Any questions for Pat?
No.
With the clerk's office? No, nothing today? Okay. That concludes item number 10. Moving along now to item 11. This is board comment. We'll take no action or public comment. Commissioner McGuffey?
I don't have a lot. For those of you who might see some activity down the street here at the old Miners Hall building, the Fraternal Order of Eagles is trying to clean up the front of it as we're preparing for the state convention here the last week of April. That's about all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Good. I have nothing today.
May I, before we move on, may I throw in one more thing kind of on behalf of Jack? I was going to try to squeeze this in. Commissioner McGuffey, Hugh, and I meet tomorrow with Carson City Mayor Bob Kroll and Dwight Millard. I believe, is Dwight still the chairman of the Rail
Yes.
Commission? As chairman of the Rail Commission, and the Rail Commission will be discussed at length, getting down to brass tacks over what hasn't happened, what has to happen, and how viable continued support of this project is. So we're going to have that meeting tomorrow and hopefully make some tangible, real progress, because if we don't, then we'll potentially be coming back to you for further action.
Yes.
Great. Thanks, Pat. All right, moving along now to item number 12. This is discussion and possible action. Approval and acceptance of the National Park Service Land and Water Conservation Grant, award in the amount of $30,000 for replacement of playground equipment and improved amenities at Myers Park, and authorization for Sherry Nevin to sign all associated grant documentation. Sherry.
Thank you, Commissioner McBride. Sherry Nevin, for the record. We applied for this grant in May of 2015 for replacement of aging playground equipment and improved walking surfaces at Myers Park here in Virginia City. This grant is administered by the Nevada State Parks Division. We received the grant agreement finally on April 7th, and it's before you today for approval. This project includes site preparation, demolition of outdated and unsafe playground equipment, and replacement of the playground equipment with appropriate equipment that will provide a safe outdoor recreational space. This project will improve the walking surfaces around the park. We'll be installing playground bark under the playground equipment and extending a paver walkway for easier access to the play area. Miners Park is the only park in Virginia City. It is used on a daily basis by children of the community, visitors to our town, and basically the entire community. So we want to make sure that our community has a safe play area for generations to come. So this grant does come with a match that'll be made up of in-kind and cash, and that's of $30,532. Do you have any questions for me?
We have to come up with $30,000?
Yeah, that's going to be in-kind. We've got that all spelled out in the application that you have a copy of. So our public works staff, some of their time in prepping the area, taking out the old equipment, just prepping surfaces, they can do a lot of the work. Probably through their departments. So
would our work go towards the $30,000?
No, the $30,000 is the grant, and then $30,000. So total project cost of $60,532.
Well, do you have a completion date?
Well, at the speed of the way things are moving, if you do sign off today approving this, I'll get that right off to the state. The gal who administers the program is out of the office until April 28th, but she's assured me that by May 1st we'll have a notice to proceed. So we should be able to work fairly quickly as long as, you know, the equipment can get here quickly.
My reason for asking is, you know, the car club is going to have their...
That's not going to affect the...
Not going to affect
the... No, just the playground area. Just right this side of where the existing playground equipment is, that'll be replaced, and then some of the walkway surfaces kind of in that area. It's not going to affect the gazebo area at all. or the baseball field. It's just confined to that small area over there.
Yeah, and the old playground equipment is in desperate need of replacement down there. This is a great deal. It was a federal grant, and of the $400,000 awarded to Nevada, Story County got $30,000 of it, so that's pretty darn good. Yeah, great. Okay, with all that being said, I'm looking for a motion to approve and accept this conservation grant award in the amount of $30,000.
Okay, what item are we looking at?
Number 12.
Okay, I'll make a motion to award the grant for the $30,000 towards the grant for the replacement of the playground equipment and approved amenities at Miners Park, and authorization for Sherry Nevin to sign in all associated grant documentation.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve the acceptance of $30,000 grant for the replacement of the playground equipment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
I don't think you've called for public comment, have you? Did I miss that?
Did I public comment?
Okay. You're right. Okay. Thank you for interrupting me.
Sorry.
Because I did. All right. We'll open that up for public comment now. Anybody wish to speak on item number 12?
I would for just a minute.
Funny you should ask. And again, at some point in the near future, hopefully we'll bring the sum total here. But I wanted to thank Sherry specifically, also Mike, but particularly Sherry in this case. I can't tell you how critical and how invaluable these types of grants are. And they take a lot of time and a lot of work and a lot of patience as you deal with the various agencies, the grant, and all the rules that go with them. But at some point, we'll sum total up again. I know we've done it in the past, the number of grants we've benefited from each year, and I think that's going to be staggering. And we do owe Sherry a huge thanks for not only getting us the money, but keeping us compliant as well, which is every bit as important, because if you stay compliant, you don't have to give the money back, and more importantly, the next time you ask, it's a whole lot easier for them to consider giving us more money.
Absolutely. And it's a nice avenue to have some of the tax dollars that Story County residents pay to the federal government be returned for services such as these. So, great. Thank you, Sherry. It's been moved and seconded to approve this motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along, along now to item number 13. This is discussion and possible action, consideration and possible approval of indenture from Union Pacific Railroad Company, amending and restating the grant of the right to construct, reconstruct, maintain, and use the Mustang Ranch underpass where it crosses the railroad right of way. Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis for the record. This arises out of an action that occurred back in 1974 when, at that time, the Southern Pacific Railroad Company issued an indenture to Story County to build and maintain an easement across Southern Pacific's property where Mustang Road is now located. Since that time, Scannell Properties has purchased a piece of property out in that area and are in the process of trying to develop that property. And in that process, they are trying to obtain title insurance that will ensure access to their property. In that process, they discovered that the easement description did not match the location where Mustang Road actually is set out. And so what they have done is they have gone to Union Pacific, the successor in interest, and asked Union Pacific to issue a new indenture which correctly describes the location where Mustang Road is located. And when that is done, Scannell Properties believes they'll be able to go to the title insurance company and get their access insured. And so what we're here for today is Union Pacific has issued a new and restated indenture that does have the correct description of Mustang Road as the area that's entitled to be maintained and used by Story County. Now, The property is actually located in Washoe County, and it's our understanding that we'd like to move the obligation to maintain that roadway to Washoe County, and I believe they're prepared to do that. And so present today we have Shannon Hodges, who is from does government affairs for Holland and Hart, and Dave Solero, who is here from Washoe County. They're basically here to observe, and if anybody has any questions directed at them, we'd be happy to answer them.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to thank our neighbors from Washoe County, you know, especially taking time to come up, both of you, but come up from, you know, the DA's office. Be sure to tell Chris Hay from all of us. But, you know, this is yet another great example of how our relationship with our neighboring counties, and especially Washoe, has just gotten very much stronger over the past years. If you look at the 600-acre boundary line adjustment that we did a couple of years back, and now you look at this process when Scannell came to us, it appeared to be a no-brainer, but quite honestly, we've been wanting to eliminate our rights to hold land in any other government jurisdiction, you know, for many years, and a simple call to the county manager's office has really set this process in motion, and this is the next logical step, and I thank you both, and I especially thank you, sir, for, you know, for the internal county efforts.
So, this should be the last time we hear of this.
No,
right?
No, this is the next step. there'll be some more legal work to follow.
I think that at some point we'll actually move the maintenance and the indenture to Washoe County.
Okay. Take public comment on this? Anybody have any interest? Okay.
You ready for a motion?
I am ready for a motion. Go ahead.
Make a motion. I move to accept the amended and restated indenture from the Union Pacific Railroad Company, giving Story County the right to construct, maintain, and use Mustang Road where it crosses the Union Pacific right away.
I'll second your motion. We move to second to approve this. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Good. Thank you, Mr. Loomis. Thank you for coming up today. All right. Item number 14. This discussion of possible action, approval of check number 85107 to the Bucket of Blood Saloon in the amount of $4,500 for parking lot lease.
Mr. Chairman, this will have to be continued.
Push this out to the next meeting.
Yeah.
Because
There is a statute, but I don't think we should push it. I would just suggest that we push it out to the next meeting. I think that's probably the most conservative thing to do.
Because I have to abstain from voting on this. I have a pecuniary interest in it, and Mr. McGuffey is here alone, so.
Right, and there is a statute that might allow it, but let's not push it.
It's better off. Let's wait. Let's wait till we have a full quorum.
Yep.
And so we will just go ahead and continue item 14 till the next regularly scheduled meeting, which is
May 3rd.
May the 3rd in this room, 10 a.m. Do you require a motion to continue this?
Do the motion to continue?
I'll make a motion to continue item 14.
I'll second your motion. Any public comments? Move the second to continue item 14 to May the 3rd. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 15. This is discussion of possible action, consideration and possible approval of interlocal agreement between Story County, State Public Works Division, and Nevada Department of Transportation regarding replacement of a portion of the water pipeline crossing under U.S. Highway 580 carrying water from Marlette Lake Water System to Story County. Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis. But this kind of arises back in about 1963 when there was some road work done on 580 that resulted in improper fill underneath the roadway where the Marlette pipeline siphon is located. That resulted in some damage to the pipeline, and over time there's been a couple of repairs, but NDOT is now proposing to go ahead and replace the entire pipeline where it crosses under 580 under an interlocal agreement with the Department of Public Works, which actually is responsible for managing the Marlette water system, and with Story County because we have a maintenance obligation to the midpoint of US 580. And so they're going to do the work pursuant to a contract with Q&D Construction. They will pay for it. Public Works will inspect and be responsible for providing engineering services and the inspection services. And so what we're asking for today is for the board to consider authorizing the interlocal agreement, which will allow NDOT to go ahead and do the work on the Marlette pipeline. And I don't know if Mike has anything he wants to add.
Thanks, Keith. Yeah, just briefly, I think we've made mention of this project numerous commission meetings prior. We're finally at that point for the interlocal here, and it's just another step in the process. And this interlocal, the way I understand it, is just for that portion, and then once they complete the work, both the Marlette system and Story County accept the responsibility from that point forward as per the existing agreement on the Marlette system for the maintenance of that new pipeline. So this is kind of, you know, just a one-shot type thing. It doesn't go on in perpetuity or anything. It just while the construction is in progress, just to get it done legally.
Is this after the fact? Isn't the work already been done?
No, no. The project is in process, the widening of the on-off ramps, but the pipeline work, nothing has been done until all these agreements are set in place. And then they're awaiting an occupancy permit from the federal government, and that should happen sometime first part of June. They anticipate that this portion of the project down there will probably occur about mid-June. So that's okay. Pretty simple and straightforward.
Great.
Thanks. I want to thank Keith and Ann Stapp and for stepping up to the plate and getting this right out in front of us quickly. Been great team to work with. Thank you.
Do you have any questions, Jack? Not to mention that this pipeline is very important to this community since it's our only source of water from Marlette Lake to Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Silver City. Okay. Anybody have any public comment regarding this matter? Hearing none, Commissioner McGuffey, I'm looking for a motion to go ahead and approve the interlocal agreement.
I move to approve the interlocal agreement between Story County, State Public Works Division, and Nevada Department of Transportation for the replacement of a portion of the water pipeline from the Marlette Water Lake system where it crosses under U.S. Highway 580 and authorize the chairman to sign.
All right, and I'll second your motion. Been moved and second. Approve this interlocal agreement. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 16, this is discussion and possible action. Consider appointment of board member to attend Supreme Court Settlement Conference in the Moffitano case. Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis. As you're aware, the district court decided the Moffitano case completely in favor of the county. That resulted in the petitioners in the case filing an appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. In their petition to the Supreme Court, or in their appeal, they indicated that there was a possibility of settlement. And because of that statement in their notice of appeal, the Supreme Court sent the case to their settlement program and is now set for a settlement conference. I believe that's May 19th.
Yes.
May 19th, in front of a settlement judge. They have directed all parties to be present. We cannot send the entire board there because that would be a violation of the open meeting law. So we are asking the board to appoint a single member of the Board of County Commissioners to participate in that settlement conference. And I believe the county manager witness will be there. I will be there. perhaps DA Langer will be there also. I've advised the settlement judge that because we don't have a full board present at the settlement conference, any proposed settlement will have to be brought back to the full board for possible approval.
Very good. Well, I would, as the chairman of the board, I would volunteer to attend the settlement case. So, anyway, we can take public comment on this. Anybody have anything to say? So I guess I would ask Commissioner McGuffey to go ahead and...
I'll make a motion to have Chairman Marshall McBride attend the El Fatano Supreme Court hearing.
Settlement hearing.
Settlement agreement?
Settlement hearing.
Settlement hearing.
Okay. I'll second your motion. So it's been moved to second it to go ahead and appoint myself, Marshall McBride, to attend the Supreme Court Settlement Conference in the Malfitano case. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. At this time, we're going to recess as the Board of Commissioners and convene as the Story County Liquor Board. Next up here is item number 18, discussion on possible action, approval of the second reading of the Cafe Del Rio's Brian Shaw in parentheses, request for cabaret license as an addendum to the current license. Sheriff Antonaro.
This is just an addendum to existing license, longstanding license in good standing, and would recommend that they be approved so they can provide live entertainment.
Yep, and they do a good job of it too while they are dinner guests. So. Any public comment regarding the cabaret license for Cafe Del Rio? Hearing none, looking for a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the second reading of the Cafe Del Rio's request for a cabaret license and addendum to the current license.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve the cabaret license for Cafe Del Rio. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And motion carries unanimously. We're going to go ahead and...
It should be
adjourned. We're going to adjourn now as the Story County Liquor Board. And we will convene as the Story County Brothel License Board. Moving along now to item number 20. This is discussion and possible action. Work card appeal, revocation hearing for... Dine Maria Patron, Sadie M. Flats, and Michelle Taggery. So, Ms. Barnes, are you representing these young ladies today?
Tara and I both are, and we are only representing Dina Patron.
Okay.
The other two are not here. One work card was granted by the sheriff, and that was for Michelle Tangway. I would like to say that it's Dina and not Dine.
Okay.
And Donnie's sorry he's out today. He's got the phone. Otherwise, he'd be here representing her also. And Tara, go ahead.
All right. Good morning. So Dina started with us back in 2011. She's had three work cards. And on this last work card, she put more information than she has on the past two. So on the application itself, it does say, to best of his or her knowledge. And all her arrests, her last arrest, I believe, was back in 2010, which was a prostitution one. Most of her arrests were due to prostitution. When she graduated high school, she got with a horrible guy that she thought was the love of her life, and it was a pimp. And he took her to the streets from state to state. So she finally was able to leave him and came back to the brothel to get her life together. So she cares for her elderly mother right now. And that's where she comes to the Mustang to build herself a better life.
So all the previous arrests were for illegal prostitution?
Yeah, everything was like over 10 years old.
Okay. And so in filling out her most recent application for work card, She added more information to it than had been on the previous work card, so there was additional arrests that she hadn't previously.
Nope, she just dug deeper and realized that there was more she should put on there. That was even previous, like 10 years previous to what the application asked for.
Okay.
But it was pulled for failure to disclose criminal conduct.
But it was passed before.
Correct.
It wasn't listed. She didn't list it. And the background check didn't reveal it.
It's a little confusing.
You know, maybe Sheriff, you can enlighten us a little bit on this.
A few things of clarification. I can't speak to what was done before. Most of this is all handled administratively, and I see the paperwork that's provided to me. However, I don't know what was provided in the past. However, on this application, there were 9 violations listed, when in fact there are 21 violations. So it's more than just a few things that were forgotten, and most recent being in 2011, so they're not all 10 years old. Majority of them are prostitution. However, there are a few other arrests. So, I leave it to the board. I don't know if this is what you want approved or not.
Is there a... How far back do they have to go when they submit everything, or from when they were 18 years old? Or?
Well, requests for 10-year period.
10-year period? And I'm just asking, why wouldn't the background check bring that out?
Well, that's what it did bring out. That's why we're here today.
No, in the previous ones, you issued her
2015
a work card. So you must have did a background check previously.
Well, I'm sure we did, but why or what was approved, I can't speak to. Like I said, I see the ones that come through that where there's errors, I sign off on the letters and look over the applications and stuff. So whoever was processing it at that point in time, either it didn't disclose everything, and the FBI is the one that manages all this. Some records are slower to get entered than others. Some states are not as compliant with the system, and some prior employees may or may not have given something consideration.
In reference to the most recent one from 2011, no, I'm not asking specifically what the case was, but if it's of a nonviolent nature, something like that, do we take that into consideration?
The majority of the arrests have been for prostitution, for illegal prostitution. There are a few others. There's nothing that appears to be of a violent nature.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Tara, I'm going to address this to you. And sorry, I forgot to make notes. Dina. Could you differentiate for me, if possible, based on your records, knowing that the sheriff is under some restrictions as to what he can or cannot publicly disclose from the criminal database? Could you distinguish between arrests versus convictions?
Do you answer that?
And I don't need them one at a time, but I mean, we're talking about arrests.
She listed several arrests, and a lot of them were, the charge was prostitution, and a lot of them, the disposition, were dropped, or it was time served, and she noted a lot of that on here.
And most of them were back, like, starting in the 90s,
yeah.
So I didn't really remember a lot when I first started. And, like, the last 10 years, is maybe I'd had a few, like 3 or 4. Everything else was late 90s, early 2000s. So.
Okay. Thank you. One more, sir.
I was going to say, when was your most recent arrest?
Actually, it was 2010.
2010?
I don't recall 2011.
That's maybe when you went to court, right?
Maybe it got finished in 2011, but I know it was the end of 2010.
Yeah. And
I think I might have finished in 2011, but I actually got arrested at the end of 2010.
Okay. Assuming that this is the same one then, and knowing that the sheriff, again, is under restrictions to disclose, Do you know the disposition of that one?
Yeah, it was time served.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there was nothing on here that would make it so she can't get a work card. There's no stipulations that at all on the questionnaire that the sheriff puts in the packet. That makes sense.
Yeah, she didn't commit any crimes or do anything that would make her unable to get a work card. There's no violent arrests. There's
no... It's just non-disclosure is what we're dealing with today.
Yes, sir.
And that's what the concern's been in the past with some of your employees is not doing total disclosure for numerous reasons. But
well, that's why we tried making copies and putting them in their files.
Right.
And trying to do the same thing as the year before, and so that's what she did, and then got in trouble for putting more stuff down, because now we're overly cautious.
Okay.
What have you done previously as a, for a job? What kind of jobs have you held in the past?
Yeah, I went to school for dental assisting, and I did that for a few years. And that's pretty much the only thing I've done besides this.
Did you get certified in that at all, or?
I got certified. I have one national board test that actually I'm working on that I have not completed, because there's four different national board tests you have to complete to be fully certified. So I'm still in the process of doing that. I have one more test to take. So, and they're very expensive tests to take, so, but I'm definitely working on that.
I'm kind of in a catch-22. It's a non-disclosure thing. That's and it's primarily prostitution. If we didn't give you a card or permit you to have a card, I'm wondering, are you going to go back to prostitution, which would be worse than? I mean, if you're going to do it legally through a brothel, or are you going to end up on the street? I'm kind of in a hard spot here.
How long have you currently been employed at this brothel?
I worked for a little bit in 2011 and I had a work card, and then I've been working since February of 2015,
okay.
Consistently.
Right.
This is after you left your ex, right?
Yeah.
So you've worked there, you've left, and you've come back again?
Yeah, just one week.
Just for clarification, looking through the records, there was an arrest both in 2010 and 2011, according to what the FBI has sent back to us. And my only concern is the ongoing history that is going on for quite some time.
Okay, but nothing in the last 5 years?
Correct.
What's the pleasure of the board?
I think for public safety, we should allow her to have a card.
Well, I don't know.
And if she blows it, then she's done.
Well, I don't know if public safety would be first on my radar, but I'm looking at the fact that it looks like she's had a clean record for 5 years.
Yeah.
Her arrests have been nonviolent in nature in the past. If she had simply taken the same information before and put it down without more, maybe she would have slipped through the cracks again this time. Is that right, Jerry?
No, can't say that based on what we received back from the feds.
All right, so just maybe the background checks are becoming more thorough now than they were in the past.
That would be my suggestion.
Okay. I don't know. It'd be my recommendation that we go ahead and reinstate her work card now, provided that nothing were to happen again in the future. I think with no arrest in 5 years and no violent criminal background.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that.
But take public comment on this? It doesn't say so on our agenda.
I would.
It has possible action, so if there's a possible action, it would be public comment.
All right, and I will at this time, I'll ask if there's any public comment on this issue. So at this time, I'll make the motion to go ahead and have the work card returned to Diana Marie Patron. Is that the correct?
Dina.
Dina.
Yeah. Okay. D-I-N-A.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Did you want to follow up with anything? No?
It's okay. The board.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 I'll abstain.
Okay. All right. That concludes it, so.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you very much for your time and everything.
You know, we don't want to put anybody out of work or something like that. We just hope you guys can be vigilant in getting your applications straight.
I'm trying.
I know. The sheriff's got his job to do, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Tara, before you guys sit down, you can go if you want, because this really applies. We don't necessarily need to know on the public record why we have one no-show today, but I'd like to chat with somebody about that, because it is an effort. You know, I mean, to get them on the agenda, you know, to begin, I can't speak for the sheriff, but to ramp up for, you know, whatever may or may not cover these. I mean, there's a whole lot of information we don't have and can't have. That's understandable, but I'd like to chat with one of you.
Okay.
That's fine. We could, if you're comfortable saying it, that's fine.
Yeah. Sheriff Antonoro approved Michelle Tangway's work card.
Right.
And then Sadie, we couldn't stand here and represent her at this time.
Okay. So I would just propose to you again, since under our policy, how we place items on the agenda, you know, knowing that nothing's cast in concrete with me, I would not be warm and fuzzy, so to speak, to entertain another appeal on that particular individual, okay? At least for the near future. I mean, I'm not saying forever.
Right.
But, you know, there is a certain modicum of public work that has to go out of placing these on the agenda.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and adjourn as the Story County Brothel License Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of Commissioners. Right up next now, we have item number 22, Community Development and Planning.
Mr.
Chairman. Possible action, Licensing Board, second readings.
Excuse me. Overanxious here. Mr. Chairman, on behalf of Dean Haymore, Stacy Bupinari, and the group, I'm pleased to tell you that we are recommending approval for all items listed on your agenda from item A through item AA, so that's 27 this time around. I would like to point out before I read each of them, or at least attempt to, that there are five companies from Japan, so our involvement. And I would call it a culture shift, if you will, not only in Story County, but in our region. You know, it's definitely getting new exposure, which is exciting. Just yesterday, I had a conversation with one of the EDON board members. I'm not going to be in attendance Thursday, and I suggested to them, based on conversations I had with Lance, that while Washoe County school districts and perhaps even ours eventually may focus their English as a second language, their ESL programs, on Spanish speaking predominantly. I'm told that some of our new company execs and reps that are moving into the area, their children are in the schools and are having a little bit difficult time right now. So perhaps Washoe specifically might be, should be focused on hopefully expanding their ESL criteria a little bit. So. Five companies from Japan out of 27 on your list today. And then I want to briefly just address three more that I'm really excited about. starting at the bottom, BI Nutraceuticals. BI Nutraceuticals is a really cool company. You'd never know the technology is there. They take bark and twigs and I don't know what else, roots, and they grind them all up into spices and powders in a very sterile environment, USDA approved. Small operation, but they have three laboratories within their operation at a tri-center, so it's really neat to watch them. Jumping up to Ames Construction, we all know Ames. They'll be out there on June 7th for the ribbon cutting. We are making some major tenant improvements to our tri facility thanks to their short-term occupancy, so we're excited to get that project going. And the last one I'm really proud of, and I must admit I'm biased because one of the owners happens to work in my work team, but Divide Fitness, I went to their grand opening a week ago this past Saturday. Great turnout, tremendous investment in our community and in our county with some of the most state-of-the-art equipment, and it's open 24 hours a day. Great family business. So with that, we'd like to move for approval of A through AA, and those are specifically Faux Real LLC, Porcelain Maintenance, DBA PCN Building Services, Pampa Technologies. These are the ones I'm going to blow. I probably need to get some language treatment myself. Takisha Limited, Sato Company Limited, I Trust Japan, I can do that one, Miropro Company Limited, Daiku Koki Company Limited, Air Products and Chemicals, Inc., Leading to Lean, LLC, Risha Engineering Group, Nason Screening Service, Facilities Protection Systems, Burge Electric Corp., Lawson Drayage, KBL Reinforcing, Tricom Networks, Andreessen Hauser, Inc., Sandex, Inc., J.D. Pebbles Firearms Instructor, Ames Construction, Turning Point, Stoncor Group, Inc., National High Voltage Services, Inc., UHK, Enterprises, DBA Snap-on Tools, Divide Fitness, and BI Nutraceuticals, all to be approved.
Okay. So I'm looking for a motion to approve items A through Z and AA.
I'll make a motion to approve the second readings of items A through AA.
Second your motion. You take any public comment on the second reading? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to number 23, public comment. Ms. Bard, come on down.
Nicole Bart, Story County resident. I have a question of the commission. On the Highlands blog a couple of weeks ago, Chris Thompson made a statement that said that Lance and TRI had done a study for $19,000 studying the various ways to provide tax rebates or tax relief, if you will, to the citizens of Story County. And I was wondering where that report is. And could I get a copy of it? What were the results of that report, first of all? And then where is it?
I don't read it all the time, so I didn't see it. I don't know how to respond. I can't respond to that.
Well, it was posted on the blog. I mean, that statement was on the blog, but I've never seen the report. Have you ever seen the report?
Staff has not either, to the best of my knowledge. Correct, Hugh.
So...
yeah.
So maybe Lance and Chris have done it, but we haven't seen it.
But if he's a commissioner and he has a report out there, isn't that part of public record?
Not if he did it privately.
How would we tell the difference?
Well, we didn't pay for it. The county didn't pay for it.
Were they Lance's comments or Chris's?
Chris made that statement that Lance and TRI, but Lance commissioned the report because of his commitment to try to get money back to the citizens, and to the extent that...
So in a nutshell, we can't answer your question, because none of us know.
So you don't, you've never seen it, it doesn't...
No.
So...
You probably should try Chris first.
I'm only allowed to ask you questions, so...
Yeah.
I thought you would have had it, given that it was done by a commissioner for the county.
Maybe, I don't know if it was done for the county or if it was done as a private entity.
What use would it have to a private citizen if not?
I can't answer that.
Mr. Chair, the callers, excuse me, we have not paid for it, nor have we seen anything. There was a rumor out there that there was somebody out there looking at some tax issues. I have not been apprised of it, nor have I seen anything, and we certainly wouldn't have paid for it because it would have gone through this board first. So I'm not sure. It has to be a private document or somebody from the private for that. Mm-hmm. But I really don't know who. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't have a copy. I don't think anybody else does. And we certainly didn't pay for any of that.
Okay. So if that ever comes, if that ever becomes the basis of making a decision to do a tax rollback or anything like that, what happens then? Does that become public at that time?
I'd answer that question and look toward our legal counsel. The answer is clearly yes. I would tell you, unless otherwise advised by counsel, the minute that the county is in possession of that document, it's actually a public record under the Public Record Disclosure Act.
Right. So. Right. Ms. Bart, at this time, basically what it appears that everybody is saying is that Lance might have a document having to do with TRI, but it sounds like it was not commissioner, but commissioned through private industry. The county, based on testimony here today, has not paid for anything towards this study. So it would appear that if the county ever got involved, either paid for it or it became information that was used by the county for public information, that's when it would become a public record, if it ever did. It sounds like it's a private document at this time.
All right.
Any other public comment today?
It makes sense.